graffiti artists hold tight. All graffiti artists hold tight. Whoa. I got 25 cans in my knapsack, crossing out the wig-wack, putting up my name with a fat cap. Suckers that want to be in my face, I just slapped that. Big respect to artifacts, Fat Joey, Kraken, Mackin, Bio, and Brim come again with BG-183. Recognize me with the mad colors. I'm a fiend for spray paint. Laugh if you wanna. I really care if you ain't, cause you don't know me, see, and I don't know you. But I do know Coke too. He be hitting walls too. It's the underground community of what we call writers. Worldwide burners getting hotter, getting brighter. What up, Nicer? What up, Mesa? What up, Chino? Master Ace in the place with the bass. You know, we know my man Reekin. My man Saw taught me how to draw in the yards of the 5 train and the 4. So when I'm on tour, I represent the hardcore. I'm tagging up your black book, sure. I'm out for fame. Maker. I had rubbing alcohol and carbon paper. Yeah, carbon paper and a blackboard eraser. Got me chased in the bus yards with Reekin and Nasa. Historically speaking, cause people be dissing. The first graffiti artist in the world were the Egyptians. Writing on the walls, mixing characters with letters to tell the graphic story about their life. However, today we do the same thing with how we rap and draw. We call it hardcore, they call it breaking the law. There used to be a time when rap music was illegal. The cops would come and break up every party when they see you. But now the rap it's making money for the corporate. It's acceptable to flaunt it. Now everybody's on it. Graffiti isn't corporate, so it gets no respect. Hasn't made $1 billion for some corporation yet. So in the name of phase 2, stay hot, pretty sweet. Grab your cans and hit the streets. I'm out for fame. For 1995, you suckers!